Welcome to Lanyapa News, feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, parents, professionals, and organizations working together to create a strong start for area children is the focus of the Children's Coalition of Northeast Louisiana. Lynn Clark serves as the group's executive director and joins me in studio. Lynn, good to see you.
Good to see you too, Bob.
Well, first, the Children's Coalition, it is really based in a community model as far as the work that it does. Tell us a little bit more about this model and how these organizations are joined together.
Well, the mission of the Children's Coalition is creating communities where children and families thrive. So community is at the heart of everything that we do. This past year, we've been really working to create a community-based model in various capacities throughout the region. We serve 12 parishes within Northeast Louisiana. And so one of the foci of this particular year has been to reach into the region and start to have this sort of group impact at the parish level. So a great example is what's going on in Union Parish right now, and Mary Barrios's lead with that.
First and foremost, the early childhood programs. What are some of the things that parents should be attentive to when we talk about the child's early stages?
Well, a key program of the Children's Coalition is our Child Care Connections. And in that program, we educate almost about 2,000 educators, early childhood educators come through our door. What we really focus on there is this sensory learning and how important it is to engage with your children. Our focus there is birth through 4 years old and ways that parents and educators can interact with their children in intentional ways.
The community network pilots with Healthy Living that's taking place. Tell us about those pilots and what are they looking to achieve?
So the community network pilots is actually an early childhood group, and it is a network of our child care centers, our Head Starts, and our schools. And what we're trying to do is create a single point of entry for signing up for early child care for your children. So here in Ouachita Parish, it's called Open Network. Uh-huh. And in the spring, you'll see the lawn signs go up and the billboards. And what we're trying to do is make it a little easier for parents to find quality care.
Yeah. Mentioned youth development, taking that next step once we get out of the toddler years. Tell us about some of the programs that are highlighted through the Children's Coalition.
So if you think about the Children's Coalition, we focus on four areas. We've got early childhood, which is 0 to 4 or 5. And then we've got Healthy Living is really focusing on our school years, our elementary years. And so you're going to see programs like Owl's Pals in the schools and some of our literacy and out-of-school programs on that. Youth development picks up about 11 to, 18 years old. And what we're working on in those areas is our prevention programs. So in the schools, you'd see signs of suicide, especially here in Ouachita Parish. We're doing adolescent reproductive health. We're working with the various sectors within the community to find out what our real needs are. And we are the representative of the 4th JDC Youth Services Advisory Board. So we're working with our juvenile justice system as well.
Yeah. And of course, fourth area programs, not to leave the kids out, but we look at parents and parenting, the resources that are available.
Absolutely. Gaitha Green is on point for all of those programs. And we really see this area encompassing our 0 to 18 focus. But this year, we broadened it a little bit to include fatherhood. So we had our Dad's Draft Day, and I'd like to encourage you to come to that, Bob. But we're also reaching into the region with 4 teen pregnancy programs. And so we're going to be having weekly support groups in Union Parish, Madison Parish, and here in Ouachita Parish at our high schools.
Yeah, tell us more about the work. Union Parish, Mary Barrios, kind of on point there with that program, what's taking place. Share a little bit more about some of the programs.
Well, that's with our partner, Northeast Delta HSA, and it's been a fabulous program. It's going to continue for a few more years. What she's doing is building that community capacity to address adolescent substance abuse. And so this first year has been coalition building. But what's exciting is we've been working so closely with the school district there and Dr. Cannon that we've been able to also expand some of our programs and our partner programs into the schools there. So we're hoping to bring Big Brothers, Big Sisters to Union Parish. We've got Owl's Pals in the schools. We've got Signs of Suicide. And we're able to put one of our teen pregnancy support groups in there.
Yeah. You also mentioned the Fatherhood Network and some of the work that's going on, especially as we move into the fall. Tell us about it's because it's really one of the more recent initiatives by Children's Coalition.
It is. This was a wonderful grant that was written by Linda Gavioli last year, mm-hmm. and we were able to really see it flourish this year. Gaitha Green has created over 10 networks throughout the region. This is men leading groups of men on how to be fabulous fathers.
How do we really connect with children in the case-by-case basis? Having the programs available, but, you know, what is the next step and how is that being furthered by the Children's Coalition?
That's a great question. So I think at the heart of that is the coalition. So mm-hmm. if you really think about what a coalition is, it's a group of very diverse individuals that are focused on a single issue or impact. And so in our case, what we're really trying to do is wrap our hands around this idea of what does it take to make families and children thrive. And so what we see is this 360 approach to childhood and to child care, that we want to have programs where they're healthy and we want to have programs where we're working on their social emotional wellness, but we also want to include the parents and include those who parent. So we see the parents as being key to that. And so one of the things we're trying to do is really educate parents and those who parent in various ways through the radio, through various types of media, but most importantly by joining the coalition so they can be part of that core conversation.
Yeah, and becoming part of that conversation, I know there is a membership drive getting underway just a few weeks away.
Well, yes, on August 1st, we will be kicking off our membership drive. And if you come to our website, childrenscoalition.org, you can find out more about that.
Looking forward to hearing more conversations about the Children's Coalition and all the programs across Northeast Louisiana. Lynn Clark serves as Executive Director of the Children's Coalition. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lanyaps by visiting KEDM.org.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, FiestaNutrition.com.